Broadcasting around the world on the World Wide Web.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. Broadcasting live from the Joza Network Studios in downtown Medina, Tennessee. It's that time of week again. It's time for the Joza Show. Bringing you the most exciting music news and guests from around the world. Right here on the Joza Show. Please make welcome the beautiful, the talented, the lovely, America's radio sweetheart, Mrs. Josie Asantino Boone.
Hello, everyone. I'm so excited. We have another great Josie Show special edition in store for you all here today. So we have country music singer Jacob Bryant, who everyone is talking about. He's an incredible Texas artist. So I hope you enjoy this incredible interview that I had with Mr. Jacob Bryant. Here we go. Please welcome to the Josie Show my guest, Jacob Bryant. Hi.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank y'all so much for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. I am so excited to have you on because I'm a huge fan of your music. And, of course, your latest album, Practice What I Preach, the deluxe edition. What might our listeners find on this album for those who may have not had the chance to hear it yet?
Just full throttle Southern rock country music. I always tell everybody it's country done my way. It's a rock band with a country singer, man. I have a lot of influence from Lynyrd Skynyrd to Allman Brothers to Travis Tritt and Keith Whitley. And it's got a little bit of that hold on to your seat vibe about it, but it also has those super duper crying your beer country songs too, so that's what I lean toward. But
yes, it has a little bit of everything. And did you write or co-write any of the songs on this album?
Yeah, I did. That one, actually, this project was probably the first time that I didn't write and or co-write all of them, but I found some songs in particular, like Pour Whiskey on My Grave, that I just had to cut, and they were outside songs because I go to my mother's grave every year on her birthday and pour out a beer and sit there and drink a beer with her. It just, the first time I ever heard that, I was sitting on a bar stool at a writer's round in Nashville. Jamie Grooms, that had written that song, started off into that lyric, you know, when I'm gone, don't bring me pretty flowers. And I was like, oh my God, this is my song. Like, it has to be my song. So I literally looked into the crowd where my manager was standing and was like, hey, get me this song. I got to have this song.
Yeah.
So he reached out, you know, the very next day, and we ended up cutting that track within a week of me hearing it for the first time. But yeah, I mean, I try to write most of them, but sometimes there's outside songs that you feel like you should have written and or, you know, feel like were written for you, and some of those on this record were definitely those.
Yes, I'm so glad you got that song, though, because that's one of my favorites, Pour Whiskey on My Grave, and there's a music video out for that as well, if people wanted to check it out, which is very cool. So, and it has like 7 million views or something right now on YouTube, so it's doing well. It's doing very well.
It's had a couple people watch it.
Yeah, just a few. Just a few family members, you know. No.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right. It's
yeah. So please check that out. But our listeners can find this full album everywhere music is sold and streamed digitally. So it's everywhere. You'll find it. iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, it's everywhere. So please make sure you go and check it out. Practice What I Preach, Deluxe Edition, right now. And your album has actually had great charting success over in the UK. What was your reaction to finding out that you were on the charts? I mean, that must have just been an incredible feeling.
Yeah, we got approached by Universal UK, which they have a label imprint or whatever called Snake Farm, Spine Farm. They have a couple different ones, but we got approached by them, and they were super interested in possibly re-releasing that album, and that's why we did a deluxe edition, and it's actually sitting at number 8 right now as the number 8 album in the entire UK, and the single, Pour Whiskey on My Grave, is number 1.
Oh my
God. So it's been very, one, humbling, and two, just kind of like, oh, crap, here we go.
Roller coaster ride to begin, yes.
Here we go. It's stick to get real, you know. So because I grew up like super, super, super poor. Lived in a single wide trailer, 3 mile dirt road, like never had anything kind of guy, you know. And I didn't really want any of that from this. It was just more, I just enjoy playing music and helping people through music because I had, you know, depression and anxiety problems and things after my mom passed. And I've written some songs that talk about that. And, you know, when this stuff started to actually hit, it's really started to help other people. And that's what I'm in it for. I just want to help people make somebody's day better, play good music, and hopefully it makes somebody's day better when they crank their truck and they hear us on the radio. That's all I'm in it for.
That's what it's about. And it really is helping a lot of people. My husband actually loves your song, Pour Whiskey on My Grave, because he recently just lost his father in August 2020. Yes, and so he really relates to it as well, like you do, you know. So I think a lot of people who've lost a loved one will understand this song. And like I said, you have some really great music videos out there, that being just one of them that people can enjoy. What is it like for you filming a music video? Because I've seen in another one, Baptized in the River, you were literally in a river playing music. Like, tell us what it's like filming music video. You guys had a lot of fun, I can tell.
That one, Baptized by the River, we actually shot in Talking Rock, Georgia, where I'm from. I'm from Jasper, which Talking Rock and Jasper, you might as well call it the same place, but
right.
We actually shot that there, and the guy baptizing me is actually the preacher that is in Pour Whiskey on My Grave, a good buddy of mine, Scott Farley. But that is a place that we hold dear and near to our hearts. We go down there and fish and remember people we've lost and pray, and we do all kind of stuff down there. So that wasn't just some random location. I mean, that was a place that I've spent many, many years and time and whatever at. It was a definite perfect spot for that video because the meaning behind Baptized by the River, at least for me, was, you know, this whole entire country could use a baptism. You know, everybody's all into hate. If you don't believe this, then screw you. Or if you don't like this, then screw you. And like, I remember a time where you didn't even tell people who you voted for, and it didn't matter. You just loved your fellow human, you know, and I just got over it. I got tired of it. So I cut that track specifically to kind of make a metaphorical statement of, you know, let's just love one another again, get baptized by the river. And, you know, when we all come up black, white, brown, yellow, whatever we are, you know, Republican, Democrat, we can all love one another and we can all help each other, you know. So that particular song, that's what I took from it. But anybody could take a lyric for what it is, you know. I mean, it could help you in one way or the other, for sure.
Well said. It really can. And I urge everyone to hear, of course, the album. Check it out on YouTube. When in doubt, Google it out, is what I always say. If you take out, if you just Google Jacob Bryant, you'll find everything you need to know. But also go to the website, jacobbryantsmusic.com, and you'll find all you need to know to stay in the know. And lately, we have been enjoying your quarantine sessions. You just did one, but I see...
Oh, Lord.
Yes. But I see shows are finally looking like they're coming back. So have you missed that, like, live interaction from the fans?
Absolutely. Yes. I miss my people. It's kind of weird. I was a super shy kid in school, like skateboarder, shaggy hair, baggy britches kind of thing, you know. And
right.
Like, I ended up being a country singer somehow, and I failed chorus because I was too shy to sing in front of anybody in there. So it's kind of weird that I ended up in the position I'm in, but it's God works in mysterious ways. So
it does.
I miss everything about being able to have some sort of normalcy when it comes to being able to connect and sing my songs that I've written and watch somebody in the front row feel something. You know, it's a heavy weight sometimes that I feel that I'm not out there doing that. Hopefully that's coming back, and it seems like it's trickling back through.
It really does. And everyone could check out, you know, all of your tour dates at jacobbryantmusic.com. Good old boy tour 2021 is a coming. I love that. So everyone, please make sure you go and catch a show. And speaking of good old boy, we love this song, and we're going to play it shortly for everyone to hear. But can you tell us about this song, your inspiration behind this one?
I actually wrote that with Joel Schumacher, who wrote This Side of Sober, that, in my opinion, saved my life. That song was something that I was going through and heard it, and it was by a different artist named Eric Durant, which I'm a huge fan of. So anybody that's listening to this, check him out. He's great. But anyway, long story short, Joel Shoemaker had written a song called This Side of Sober. I loved it, and it realistically, it did save my life at the time, is what I needed to hear. And the other guy for the good old boy we were writing with was a guy by the name of Brett Beavers. He was Dierks Bentley's producer and writer on all of his first very early days, Cab of My Truck, Set for a Slow Down, all that stuff. He was a writer on that, and we got in the room, and it was kind of funny. We were just talking about skateboarding, but we went into the room, and Brett had, like, skateboards everywhere, and I was like, what? I was like, this is kind of weird. Like, when I come into Dierks Bentley's producer's room, I wouldn't expect him to see skateboards everywhere, you know. But we had a lot in common, and we talked a lot more than we wrote. But we wrote probably three-quarters of that song that day, and then Joel Shoemaker actually ended up finishing that song on his own after the write, because we didn't finish it. But it's just one of them songs that pretty much means it's just really hard to be like a good old down-home Jasper, Georgia talking rock boy. You hold the door for somebody, they don't say thank you anymore, you know. It's weird, like, we're just in a weird time. The way I was brought up, you held the door for somebody, you say thank you, you know, and if they have people behind them, you hold it for them too,
right? Yeah.
I don't know, I'm just writing about what's real, the part about the God thing and all that. I mean, they're trying to take God out of everything. And I don't like that. I'm a diehard Christian. Not saying I'm perfect by any means. I'll drink a Miller Lite with the best of them. But
right.
I love God. I love what's right. I love the morals I was brought up with. And that's what I try to write about.
I love it. That's what we love about you, is we love everything that you are about and what you stand for. And I think a lot of people are really going to want to, you know, especially after this show, find out more about you and get into contact with you after the show. So where can we find you on all the social networking sites? I mean, you're even on TikTok. You're a TikToker, which they're hilarious, by the way. Your videos.
Yeah, my wife has made me be a TikToker. I wasn't. I was more of a take a clip from YouTube and put it on TikTok to try to make sure I'm relevant on there kind of person. But I started doing the funny stuff and whatever. But yeah, I mean, I'm at Jacob Bryant Music on most of my socials. Twitter, it's at Jacob Bryant 1. My Facebook, which is unfortunately hacked right now. We got hacked.
Oh, no way.
370-something thousand fans, and we're hacked and can't even access our page. But, yeah, it's at Jacob Bryant Fans on Facebook, and hopefully we can get that back.
Yeah, I hope
so,
too.
We're in the process of working on that, but if anybody gets any kind of crazy messages, it ain't me, I promise.
Yeah, he's not going to ask for anything crazy. He's not going to, yeah, for sure.
don't send $1,000 to somebody's bank account.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, my goodness. Well, please, everyone, make sure you find him everywhere that you can. Jacob Bryant, please do. And I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and chatting with me today. I appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate y'all having me on. I enjoy this stuff more than you guys realize. I know a lot of times a lot of artists that are super busy and, you know, it's one of them things, but it feels really good to be back doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Come back anytime. We would love it. Anytime you have anything you'd like to promote, please keep us in mind. We'd love to have you and chat all about it. Thank you. Thank you so much. And everyone, check out Jacob Bryant.
Appreciate you having me.
All right. He's a good old boy, isn't he? And speaking of, here is Jacob Bryant and his single, Good Old Boy. And we'll be right back with more here at the Jesse Show Special Edition.
Ball where the boys wear skinny jeans. Yeah, that jukebox in the corner ain't got one Waylon song to play. I guess a good old boy's damn hard to be these days. They balled up in subdivided or half a talking rock creek. And that get there gravel roads grown up into a full-blown street. Yeah, that land I used to hunt got locked up behind a rich man's gate. Yeah, good old boys, damn hard to be these days. But I'm doing my damnedest to stand it. The same kind of boots that my granddad and daddy were laying in. I'm proud of where my roots got planted. And that ain't never gonna change, no way. Yeah, good old boys, damn hard to be these days. Anything that you say, it might offend someone else. So if you love God and the flag, you better keep it to yourself. And anymore, when you hold the door, you don't even get a thanks. I guess a good old boy is too hard to be these days. But I'm doing my damnedest to stand it. The same kind of boots that my granddad and daddy were laying in. I'm proud of where my roots got planted, and that ain't never gonna change, no way. Yeah, good old boys, damn hard to be these days. The same kind of boots that my granddad and daddy were laying in. I'm proud of where my roots got planted. And that ain't never gonna change, no way. Yeah, good old boys, damn hard to be these days. Yeah, good old boys, damn hard to be these days, yeah.
Edition. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. And remember, you can connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, just Josie Show Radio, Josie Show Radio on Instagram. You can find us at Twitter at just Josie Show and also Facebook.com/Josie Show. So make sure you find us, connect with us. We love hearing from the audience. Thank you all so much once again for tuning in. And I had such a blast chatting with the incredible Jacob Bryant. And I hope you guys have an incredible rest of your day and weekend ahead. Woo woo. Good night, y'all. Mwah!
The Josie Show is copyrighted property of the Josie Network of Brands. It may not be duplicated, altered, or edited, sold, or aired without written consent from the Josie Show owners. Any copyright infringement of the Josie Show will be subject to legal actions.